Seattle Features continued the trek lower on Tuesday. The Restaurant Performance Index increased last month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 1st of May. There were too few transactions to trend, but early negotiated cash fed cattle prices were sharply lower Tuesday at $123 a hundredweight in Kansas on a live basis and at $200 dressed in Nebraska. Cattle futures continued to slide as traders closed out the books for the month and as open interest continued to erode. Live cattle futures closed an average of 82 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.77 lower. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.30 lower Tuesday afternoon at $231.84 a hundredweight. Select was 49 cents higher at $218.21. Corn futures closed mainly fractionally mixed, while soybean futures continued to slide, closing 4 to 6 cents lower. Incidentally, crop planning and development continued to crawl ahead last week, according to USDA's most recent crop progress report. For instance, 15% of corn was planted as of April 28th, the same as last year, but 12% less than the 5-year average. 3% had emerged, the same as last year, but 2% less than average. Similarly, 3% of soybeans are in the ground, compared to 5% for the previous year and 6% for average. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Tuesday. Pressure included less earnings than expected from Google's owner, Alphabet. Support included chatter about headway and trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 38 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 54 points. Stronger same-store sales and customer traffic levels pushed the National Restaurant Association's Restaurant Performance Index to 101.9 in March, which was 0.9% higher than the previous month. The composite index tracks the health and outlook for the U.S. restaurant industry. Sub-indices of the Restaurant Performance Index, or RPI, were higher as well. The Current Situation Index increased 1.5% to 101.8. It had declined the previous 3 months. The Expectations Index increased 0.3% to 102.1. According to the RPI report, March represented the fourth consecutive increase in the Expectations Index, which propelled the forward-looking component to its highest level in 11 months. Index values above 100 signal a period of expansion, while values below 100 signal a period of contraction. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 1st of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.